Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We play everything on 98.7. Simon, thanks for listening. We're the Get Up Show. You can't believe I've got another soap mix-up story.
What do you mean?
You think it's soap, but it's not. There's a lady out there who's on Reddit who's sharing her story. I love it now that people can do stupid things and become famous for it and be loved
right.
for
it's
it.
It's like, hey, look how dumb I am.
And people come to their rescue and say, oh, you're not so dumb. Here, let's all joke about it. This lady was washing her hands, not for just a day, but for a full week, she was washing her hands with a block of cheddar.
What?
Okay, no, she's dumb. I'm sorry.
She had a little block, a little hard end off of a block of cheddar, and she thought, sure, that was soap. And she was like, why is this not sudsing up? I am not getting any lather off of this soap, but I'll keep trying it day after day.
Okay, A, no what? Suds, and B, seems like it would smell cheesy.
And C, at night, mice were eating her hands.
But if the water's running on it, you're not getting your cheese smell.
Yeah,
you know?
You are. It's cheddar. Come on. It's got smell.
But you got to admit, I'm on her side. An old hard piece of cheddar is not going to put off the smell that a fresh piece would.
Well, then how did an old piece of cheddar go from the corner of your fridge to the bathroom? Like, who was gnawing on it?
No, her kitchen sink. Let me be clear. It was her kitchen sink.
It was laying
sink.
Beside the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. I mean, don't you buy the soap in your own home? Where, wow. The soap fairy just dropped me some cheesy soap.
I love her final thought about it. What happened to the soap? That must mean she was eating mac and soap for the whole week while she was washing her hands with the cheddar cheese.
See? It's not a far stretch.
She got jokes. You could make the same mistake. Don't be so smug.
I highly doubt I would make the same mistake.
I can see eating the chocolate candy soap sooner than this one.
We've secretly replaced Maddie's soap with cheese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.